in science of mind, we know that our thoughts dictate our lives. We also know that we can change our thinking and we can change our lives. We are not slaves to a particular thought pattern. We are not slaves, or we are not doomed, or we are not destined to a particular lifestyle, because our thoughts are just so unlimited, they can go in any direction. So please don't feel that because something has happened, an issue has happened, things have come up in your life that looks undesirable, that you're destined to be there. One of the good things about love, and that's where I think it's Donald Welsh, what's his first name?
Neil
Donald Welsh had put in his book, had mentioned in his book, "What Would Love Do Now?" And that's almost like a key question for so many departments, so many areas in our lives, that we can ask that question, what would love do? And so this it brings up the point of, well, what is love? How can I use love in my life? How can I be alert and aware, knowing about love and using love? And one of the things that I have come up with, and I had a chance to do a class with Dr. Susan Chomsky, and she wrote a book on divine revelation, and she also, within that book, she has mentioned 10 things that you can do to know that you are being guided into the right directions, or you're just spiritually guided. Just 10 things to kind of double check that this is what I am on the path that I want to be on. Obviously, if you think you're not on the path that you are on, then of course you can just think again and rethink again. Slowly and surely you come back to that point where you feel good. And some of the experiences that she had mentioned, that you feel really good about where you are, is knowing the qualities of God, knowing the qualities of love. And so I've went ahead and put down some of the qualities that love is, and this sort of gives you a feeling. So, for example, if you think that you've made a decision, you've prayed about it, and you've gotten an answer, what are some of the things that I can think about? What are some of the things that I can do that would kind of give me a confirmation, a second opinion, that I have done and is in alignment with Spirit? And some of these are, of course, non-judgmental. Spirit is impersonal, and that's one of the reasons why it can be unconditional love, because it is impersonal. We open our thoughts, we think thoughts, and there is a creative process that takes place after thoughts are thought. And within this creative process, it's just what unfolds from the thought itself. So if I say, okay, I want to be whatever, I want to be a physician or whatever you would want to think about, that thought goes out, and for some reason things start working. This is where it's almost like a three-part thing. It's like you say what you want, ask for what you want, and then this is the second part of it is that for whatever reason, the universe starts vibrationally bringing things together for us. And then the third part of it is just knowing that I would receive it and allowing it into my life. And so with what I think, what I say, what I do, they all kind of fit together. It fits together because my thoughts, from my thoughts comes, and we have the patterns of the attitudes and the thought patterns, and we have habits and all that stuff. So the three things in the law of attraction or the mental equivalent is what I think, it goes out. For whatever reason, it does what it needs to do. Spirit vibrationally aligns with our thoughts, comes back to us. We, in a way, attract that to us. Our thought, our centeredness, our spiritual aspect of us, it goes out and comes back because it's an attraction. And so I have to be aware, and we all have to be aware that of the things that we think about. Are the things that we're thinking about equal to the qualities of God? Are the things that we think about going to bring about harmony and peace? Are the things that we think about going to make us feel unconditionally loved and hugged? And so some of these, these are some of the things that I'm thinking that Neil Donald Walsh was thinking when he said, "What would love do now?" And I've made a list of some of the spiritual qualities, which is non-judgment. And non-judgment, spirit cannot judge. It's impersonal. Spirit has, it's pure love. And, you know, for some reason, I think that spirit cannot even recognize what we call as not good or bad. I think that there is no recognition of it because love cannot know what fear is. Love cannot know what bad is. So we are living in a realm of pure love, of pure spirit. And with the non-judgment aspect of it, it is that we just have to know that we, you know, what we feel. Do we feel judgment when we make decisions? Do we feel that we need to do, maybe not need to do, but our thoughts in alignment in a non-judgmental way? And again, we have the unconditional love, we have trust and patience. Trust and patience is also a wonderful quality that we can adopt because it all starts in the thought again. You know, the thoughts, how peaceful are my thoughts? How trusting am I? This is a universe that is spirit. We can't see spirit, but we know it's there. We know spirit's guidance is there. We know spirit's love is there. We can feel it, though. It is a feeling. It's like a vibrational harmony with what is. And so when we feel trust in a way, we feel love, we feel that that knowing that spirit is for us and never against us, we just trust that life flows easily and effortlessly for us. So it's a feeling issue also, all right? And we have the contentment and the inner peace, the serenity. When we have serenity and tranquility, it's a beautiful thing because it is what spirit is. Spirit is is pure, absolute stillness, absolute peace, absolute love. And love emanates, opens up in so many beautiful ways. It opens up like the flowers. It opens up like the beautiful colors that we wear. It opens up as babies, as whatever whatever brings a thrill to your heart. That's a good sign that it is love and it is beauty. And we should trust serenity, and you really yearn after serenity. You know, I think in this age where so many things are happening so quickly, it is such a tough thing just to sit down and be quiet. You know, you're speaking with someone, and the minute that the conversation has a lull, it's like, what do we do next? You know, the noise must continue, sort of. And don't feel that that has to happen, because it's in the stillness where you regroup and you can take another breath and you can feel the freshness of spirit again. So stillness is a good thing. Silence, tranquility is a wonderful thing. And so we go down to the joy and happiness. And of course, this is a beautiful aspect of love and balance and centeredness. When we feel centered, when we know that we are that divine nature that love is, that God is, that spirit is, it brings a centeredness to us. It makes us feel as it gives us that divine feeling, and it brings a balance to our lives. It sort of balances out what our mind feels and when our mind and spirit sort of comes together, it's that kind of balance. And it's not a balance of negative energy. It's not a balance where you feel rushed and you gotta go. It's just a sweet, centered, divine, sometimes holy feeling. You know, sometimes you do get that real divine centeredness, and you just feel good about it. And the holy would be WHOLLY. Holy. Because you just feel at one. You feel just so unified with the beauty. You feel unified with the love that is all around you. And then again, self-sufficiency and reliance. This is one thing I really would like to for us to just keep in mind, because this is where our thoughts. We are definitely in control of our thoughts. Whether we know it or not, whether it's an unconscious deed or not, we are the ones that have the control. And so I'm saying we have the control because obviously we work as cooperative partners with spirit. And so spirit needs and spirit needs a vessel. Spirit needs a form in order to emanate, in order to be bigger, and in order for physical humanness, it's almost like we do need to open up and just allow spirit to be who we are. And so knowing about self-sufficiency and the responsibility and the self-reliance, because we are in control, spirit, our thoughts, it's almost like spirit uses us to be who and what we are. In a physical way, we know basically that we are spirit. That is the core of our being. That is our essence. But we are also body, and we are also flesh. And so in this physical world, to show control, to show that we are masters in some ways of our destiny, It all starts with a thought, and this is where we really need to know self-reliance. We need to know that whatever, that there are consequences to our actions, and there are consequences to the thoughts that I think, and there are consequences which are obviously reversible as I change my thinking, change my life to newer and better things. So responsibility is a big thing, because we must be responsible for our thoughts and what we put out there. And so we keep going down to non-resistance, perfection, compassion, forgiveness, freedom, harmony, kindness and gentleness, and surrender to the divine. Surrendering doesn't mean that there is something, someone out there that we surrender to. It is just an opening up to who we are, knowing our possibilities, knowing that there are no limitations to us, and just allowing spirit, as someone said, allowing God to be God in our lives, allowing things to happen and things to work through us. It is a surrendering. And grace is a really neat thing, because grace is really what it opens up in beautiful ways. It's one of the things that tells us that there is, you can start again. There is beauty, there is joy. It's grace gives hope. Grace gives the feeling that it's not all doom and gloom. But instead, grace let us know that it is all good. It is well-being. It is beauty. It is love. And today is a day that I couldn't see what I wanted to see. But then, because of other things in our environment, because of the beauty that is in our environment, we can always start over. And this is what grace is. Someone had mentioned, I think Connie, you had mentioned, that we should or would or should consciously use a filter of grace to view the world. And I'm not sure how you had stated it. View the world with a filter of grace. And so if we always know that there is well-being and there is love, then hey, that is what it's all about. And so, you know, as we keep going down, we can go to wisdom and light, and you can add as many things as you want in your particular attributes and qualities of God. And so just to sort of recap, is that whatever we do, whatever we say, it's almost like a circle. Life is a spiral, and it comes back to us. So just be on the aware, be alert, and if you're not sure, ask the question, what would love do? Or if you're not sure what love is, we have a list of things and much more to choose from. And you can sort of align your life, align your thoughts, align what you're doing to some of the spiritual qualities, and see if it's a fit. And if it's a fit, then you move on. And so that's the end of my little talk.
Thank you.